With K-State Research and Extension, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Thanksgiving has just passed, and there are several garden vegetables that play a key role in the Thanksgiving meal, green beans and sweet potatoes being two of the most common. Green beans are actually the immature pod of the common bean, known by a host of other names, including the French bean, the snap bean, and the string bean. Beans grow in two different forms. There's the bush bean and the pole bean. The bush bean grows to around 2 feet tall and then stops producing beans. Pole beans are vining beans that grow throughout the entire season and will need a trellis, cage, arbor, or fence to climb. Choosing between pole and bush beans will depend on how much space you have to dedicate to these vegetables. Sweet potatoes are a member of the genus that includes morning glories, Ipomoea. The edible portion of a sweet potato is the modified stem of the vine, botanically called the tuber. Sweet potatoes are often passed on in favor of growing Irish potatoes, but Kansas soils are much more suited to sweet potatoes than to Irish potatoes. Sweet potatoes do not require an acidic soil, instead growing comfortably in soils close to or even slightly above a neutral pH. Irish potatoes will instead require a soil pH between 5 and 6.5, which is a rare find in Kansas thanks to the limestone ubiquitous throughout our soils. If you want to grow potatoes but find that your soil characteristics won't cooperate, sweet potatoes are a worthy, easy to find and grow alternative. Some homeowners will already have sweet potato vine growing in their garden beds as an ornamental plant. There are a few differences between commercial sweet potatoes and ornamental sweet potato vines. Vines are bred for their ornamental characteristics with no concern for the size or taste of the tubers. So tubers harvested will be smaller and less tasty than commercial sweet potato varieties. However, ornamental sweet potato tubers and leaves are both edible. If you would like more sweet potato vines in your landscape, all you need to do is take a 4-inch cutting of a vine, dip the cut end into a rooting powder, and then place it into a growing medium. Cuttings should root and produce new plants for relocation into a garden bed or container. The last major horticulture crop important to Thanksgiving is the cranberry. Cranberries are evergreen shrubs that grow in acidic soils of Canada, New England, and the upper Midwest. Cranberries are even more pH dependent than blueberries, meaning that growing them in Kansas is a near impossibility and certainly not for the faint of heart. If you want to try growing cranberry bushes in Kansas, a soil test and a lot of elemental sulfur will be necessary. In the north, cranberries are flooded off the bush once ripe and then harvested out of the newly formed bog. They are then processed into juice, dried like raisins, or boiled and mashed into the cranberry sauce so often enjoyed during the fall holidays. For more information on growing these horticultural crops, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.